in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. Purdy Insurance will take care of all of your insurance needs, and they will do a great job of saving you money. It's all at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Time now for the high school roundtable. So where do we start?
We have Mr. Greg Wetzel.
Greg, how are you today?
Howdy.
Yeah, you doing all right?
Yep, everything's wonderful, Steve.
Good. Rumors running rampant. You were under par this week?
That is a rumor. You're exactly right. Not quite under par.
I would like to point out the rumor was started by you. So now let's... Lewisburg goes out, gets another job done. Are you seeing a building process with this team?
Yeah, they're really playing well together, Steve. Defensively, especially. I mean, they're flying to the ball, playing some good team defense. Staying defensive linemen doing their assignments. That's making the linebackers play better. Defensive backs have played well for them right now so far. Offensively, they're just doing what they have to win. They're doing just enough, essentially, to win the game. I mean, they beat Shikellamy by a score of 30-0, but that score is a little deceiving. I'm sure Dave will tell you the same thing when he's on. Shikellamy tired in the second half, and Shikellamy was making the stops in the first half. Well, the second half, they became arm tackles, and Lewisburg was breaking those tackles and getting bigger yards. So, they're doing just enough to win offensively and playing great team defense.
Yeah, when you look at because of how they now play offense, what has that done for the play calling? Because there are more options available.
Well, they are trying to get the passing game going, and if they get the passing game going, it's going to really open up the running lanes for Jeremiah Davis. Right now, they completed 5 passes in 2 games for roughly 40 yards, a little over 40 yards. Receivers are open. It's just, the ball's a little late getting there. Sometimes the receiver drops the pass. Sometimes it's... a contested ball, and the defensive back makes a nice play. So it's a combination of things. But if they get the passing game going, they're going to be tough to defend because they have 3 quality running backs, and the quarterback can also run the football.
When you look at the next game, the one coming up, what are a couple of things you want to keep in mind as you watch Lewisburg play the game?
Number one, I think you want to make sure you're watching Jeremiah Davis. I mean, he is the premier player on the team, okay? And when I say that, you just don't see many high school running backs that his cutback ability, his ability to break tackles, and he has speed to outrun a lot of high school players. That's the first thing. The second thing you want to watch is the play of the defensive line. Hayes Schumacher has done a really good job playing defensive tackle. And in the defensive tackle scheme that Lewisburg runs right now, the quarterback rolls out. He has outside containment a lot in those. And he has done a remarkable job in outside containment of keeping the quarterback in the pocket. Last week, he even got a sack. He tipped 2 passes also. So he's done a great job of doing that. Linebackers, they're just flowing to the ball. And the front seven for Lewisburg is just fun to watch defensively. They make good tackles. There aren't a lot of tackles being broken. They're in sound, positioned to make the plays. And to me, they're a fun team to watch right now, Steve.
Which then brings us to this one. The ability to handle success. How important is
exactly.
that element? Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's funny you brought that up. I was at practice, let's see, Tuesday night for a bit. And after practice, that's what the coach was talking about. Guys, we're 2-0, but we have to practice like we're 0-2. You know, we want to practice harder. Mm-hmm. We want to practice the right way. And what's happening is they're having a practice of say, an hour and a half, an hour and 45-minute practice. Well, 45 minutes of it's a good practice, then all of a sudden they lose focus. Mm-hmm. And they start making mistakes, mental mistakes at their practice and stuff like that. And the coach is saying, look, if we want to keep being successful, you got to keep practicing at a high level. And I didn't get back to practice on Wednesday night to see it, and I hope to get there tonight to see how they do tonight. But they were losing some of the intensity and mental awareness at practice on Tuesday night.
Greg, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you so much, Steve. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
So, Todd, we go next to Dave, or is it going to be you on Sealands Grove?
It's the chief is here.
Chief.
Steve, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good.
How much is Shikellamy hurt by depth and getting tired in the second half of games?
I think that's part of the reason they're having some problems. Depth, and they were missing one of their key defensive people this week, too. But I think both of those are. I think Coach Kizer addressed that when Kevin talked to him before the game last week about the fatigue. And I'd say that's a big part of it. I will tell you, I think another thing is the fact that they basically were playing very well, and Lewisburg ran a fake punt and got a first down, and it kind of changed the whole atmosphere of that game because they scored off of it then. And of course, I always thought when you score the first touchdown, the other team has to learn how to come back, and Shikellamy hasn't done that yet.
Yeah, which is a tough thing to do. Now,
yes, it is.
Are they? Here's the part: some teams aren't built to come back. Penn State just did the opener with West Virginia. And Jack and I talked about playing with the lead, especially if you get up by 2-3 scores, because West Virginia is not built to be a comeback team. Is Shikellamy built to be a comeback team?
I think, you know, I don't know if I can answer that question. I haven't seen. I've seen two games where, one game where they were had the lead and they didn't keep it, and another where they never did get the lead and just couldn't come back from it. I'm hoping that they're a team that doesn't have to come back many times. That would be the best way to handle that situation, and I'm sure that's the way Coach Kizer would like it too. Playing from behind is like you said, very difficult, and especially when the other team has a lot of momentum.
How many two-way players does Shikellamy have right now, and do they have too many?
Well, I would think they probably have 7 or 8 that go both ways. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that they have to go both ways. There isn't anybody that they have to fill in. I do know this. Last year they had several that went both ways, and a lot of them were underclassmen, and those underclassmen are back again. So, I thought they might get themselves acclimated to it. My own personal experience is once you go that you play offense and defense, and sometimes you have to do some of the specialty teams, you adjust your whole attitude and you just do it. And I thought when I coached and when I played that Shikellamy, especially with Coach Purnell, we were in shape that you could go both ways. So maybe that's the answer, that's something that is it's up to the kids. They're the ones that have to get themselves in the best shape.
See, on punts and kickoffs, I'd make changes. I mean, I don't need them getting sprints at that point. I need them to be able to play. I mean, do they have enough guys to do that?
I think they could. That's another thing that, again, I'm just going by my own experience with who I've coached with. A lot of times that's where you fill in with some players that don't get a lot of playing time. Mm-hmm. And, I think Coach Kizer has some kids they can put in there, but then, you know, let's go the other route. You put somebody in there that can't do it just to give them playing time, and it's difficult for them too. I've seen two games in a scrimmage. And I really think that the big problem is a little bit of lack of experience for some of the kids too. So, but you're absolutely right. Coming off on a kickoff or coming off on a kickoff return or a punt or a punt return gives you that little bit of a break, and sometimes it can be well enough to rejuvenate you.
All right. So, how do you view this week's game?
Well, I watched Shamokin. I watched them against Pottsville, and I watched them against Lake Lehman. And they probably have the biggest team that I've seen in many years. And their guys on the line just aren't 275, 280, but they're athletes. They play very well. They have a good quarterback second year that he's played. And, of course, Shamokin always has somebody that's – I label them as the 100-meter champion because they're very fast. This is a really good Shamokin team. I really am impressed with them, and there's experience there too. The Braves are going to have their hands full. They're going to have to play hard, and they're going to have to get some breaks too. The best thing could happen to them if they could force some turnovers and make – or right. Here's the best thing they could do, make that field long for Shamokin so they have to go 80, 70 yards for a touchdown. You give them a short portion, they're going to be in no time at all. So it's a good – Shamokin's a good coach. Mark Persing has a good squad this year.
Hey, always, Dave. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. All right. You have a good day, too.
You too. All right. So now we get to Sealands Grove. That's your job. I know you were at the Shikellamy Lewisburg game last week, so I do understand that.
Well, the Sealands Grove is heading up to Jersey Shore tomorrow night up at Thompson Street Stadium. They will be looking for their first win up there since 2016, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I did talk to Coach Wenrick a little bit last night. The issue down at Twin Valley was not Twin Valley was a better team. He wasn't sad with their you know some of the stuff that they did on the field. It was more committing dumb mistakes, penalty. We talk a lot all levels of football about pre-snap penalties, and they kind of struggled with that, and they gave up some big plays, and he kind of. He mentioned that he put them in pads on Monday just to get a full workout in, and he likes what he's seen since Monday. But this is this is always such a tough trip for anybody to go up there and play at that stadium. It's everybody's on turf now, and Jersey Shore still has their grass field. It's small, it's tight. Everybody is there on top of you, and they're pointing to this game. I think everybody knows what happened last year in the regular season meeting.
That's right.
And they're
yeah.
having, they told people to, it's an orange out. You're supposed to wear number 4 for Max Angle. So
right.
These people are kind of prepared for the Seals to come up. And, this is it's a different group of Sealands Grove players for the most part. There's a couple kids back, but we'll see how, they handle the environment and being, for lack of a better term, everybody's enemy for 2 hours.
Oh, sounds so harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sounds like our staff meeting. All right. Hey, we'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.